Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. Today, we're taking a bit of a different turn. We're analyzing a really interesting piece of source material, a children's short story, Mission Monkeys, the costume switcheroo.
Yeah, exactly. And while, it's written for young kids, what we want to dig into is the architecture underneath it all.
It's a structure.
Right. How this story uses its characters, this sort of sudden chaos, to actually deliver, a very specific set of learning points. Our mission today is really to dissect those mechanisms.
How the fun stuff teaches something.
Precisely. We're looking at the how, not just the what happened.
Okay, so let's set the scene first. The story happens at Harvest Hollow's Costume Carnival.
Which is a great backdrop, right? Very high energy. You've got a parade, contests.
Including a banana pie eating contest, which, note that word, banana.
Oh yeah, it comes up. And there's a big prize, best costume combo. But the key thing, I think, is how quickly it establishes the four main characters, the Mission Monkeys.
And they aren't just characters, they're almost like learning styles.
That's a great way to put it. They have these distinct behavioral profiles. So first up is Mila.
Okay.
She's smart, stylish, and the text specifically says she loves reading instructions. She's your procedural learner, likes the rules.
Gotcha. Then opposite maybe is Milo.
Yeah, Milo's all action. Bold, bouncy, jumps in first. He learns by doing, trial and error.
The kinetic type.
Exactly. And then you need Mia. She's the detailed detective, notices everything. She's analytical.
Spots the little things.
Right. And finally, Mick.
Me.
He's literally called chaos in a costume.
He's the one who pushes the button first.
Always. Doesn't read the manual. He's the catalyst, the one who gets the whole plot, the whole lesson rolling just by being himself.
And their costumes kind of signal this, don't they?
They really do. It's good shorthand. Mila, the organized one, is a sparkly astronaut.
Professional.
Right. Milo, the action guy, is a giant bouncing banana.
Oh.
Mia, the detail person, is a fancy fairy with glitter wings. Very precise.
And Mick, the chaos engine.
He's a detective.
Yeah.
But his magnifying glass is a banana.
There's that word again, already linking him to the problem.
Mm-hmm. It's seated right in there. Hmm. Which brings us neatly to the inciting incident.
The magic mirror. Try on any costume instantly, booth.
Classic setup for trouble. And the source is clever here. Yeah. How does it guarantee Mick triggers it?
Well, it uses his character, right? He just jumps on, no reading signs, no waiting.
Exactly. Yeah. Impulse. His established trait makes the chaos happen. It feels, earned in a way.
And boom, Z-A-P, poof, his detective outfit disappears.
And he's suddenly a ballerina bunny. Tutu, ears, the whole thing.
Which is funny, but then it gets worse.
Right, the mirror glitches. It's not just Mick anymore, it zaps the others.
Mila the astronaut becomes a dinosaur.
Yep, Milo the banana becomes a pirate. Mia the fairy becomes a robot.
Just visual mayhem. But that's not the core problem, is it?
No, that's just the setup. The real clever bit, the actual engine for the learning part, is that the mirror doesn't just switch them once.
Oh.
Their costumes change every single time they say a specific word.
Okay, that's the central problem. It's not just getting the costumes back. It's about controlling what they say.
Exactly. It shifts from just a visual gag to a linguistic challenge. Self-control, basically.
Why do you think linking it to a spoken word is so effective for, the target age group?
Because the consequence is immediate and really obvious. You slip up, you say the word, and ZAP. You're wearing something ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like a taco or whatever.
High stakes for a kid.
Totally. And the word itself, a talking candy corn tells them.
A talking candy corn, naturally.
Of course. And the trigger word is banana.
And Mook, being Mick,
immediately provides the proof. He yells, banana.
Zap.
Instantly a sandwich. Lettuce, tomato, the works.
Okay, so the audience sees it happen. Cause and effect. Crystal clear.
Yeah, it's great pacing. You see the funny cost of not thinking before you speak. And now the solution isn't just finding an off switch.
Right. They have to earn it back.
They have to solve three challenges. Reading and spelling challenges. Hitting in the carnival games. The story literally turns the chaos into like a homework assignment.
But a fun one, hopefully. That pivot, though, from the slapstick comedy to focused learning tasks, that's really the core of the structural design we're talking about.
It really is. The energy from the costume chaos doesn't just stop. It fuels the motivation to solve the puzzles. Suddenly, scaling practice seems pretty important.
Because you want to stop being a sandwich.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And the challenges are tailored.
Let's break those down. Challenge one, where is it?
It's at the banana bean bag toss, naturally.
Okay. And the clue.
Spell the fruit that started this mess.
Straightforward. Spelling practice, pure and simple. And it's directly tied to the word causing all the trouble.
Right. And notice who solves it.
Let me guess. Mila, the instruction reader.
Got it in one. The story rewards her careful, procedural approach. She spells B-A-N-A-N-A.
And that word banana, it's been everywhere. The pie, mixed magnifying glass, the game.
High frequency exposure. They're really drilling that tricky spelling. And ding! One lock unzaps. Her methodical style works.
So, lesson one. Focus on the details of language, like spelling. Okay, challenge two.
This one's different. It's at the pumpkin plot game. It's a rhyming challenge.
Okay.
The clue is, what rhymes with which? And they give options. Glitch, snack, or orange.
Okay, so glitch rhymes. Snack and orange don't.
Right, but it's more than just the sound. This requires the detail detective Mia.
Ah, her turn.
Yeah. She doesn't just pick the rhyme. She connects it to their situation. She says, glitch, like the mirror.
Oh, interesting. So it's not just phonics. It's making a connection to the plot. Semantic understanding.
Exactly. The analytical mind is rewarded. The right answer isn't just a sound. It's the word that explains their problem. It's a step up in complexity.
Okay. From spelling to rhyming plus context, what's challenge three?
This one shifts again. Reading comprehension, basically. It's a riddle on a spooky sign.
A riddle. Okay.
I go up when the sun goes down. What am I? Options. Moon, sandwich, sock.
Pretty classic riddle format. Needs a bit of inference.
Yep. And who solves this one?
Milo. Bold action guy. Making a confident choice.
You got it. He doesn't puzzle over it. He just knows. Moon. Final D-ing.
And that's it. All three challenges done.
All done. The learning goals are hit. And importantly, each monkey used their specific strength. Teamwork, even if they were dressed as, you know, dinosaurs and pirates moments before.
So it validates all their different approaches. That's pretty neat. And their costumes go back to normal.
Back to normal, just in time for the big parade. A nice moment of success, applying what they learned.
Knowing this story and knowing Mech, is that really the end?
Well, the source material is smart. It knows that learning impulse control isn't a one-time fix, especially not for Mech.
Right. So what happens? The final twist.
It reinforces the core mechanism beautifully. The monkeys are marching, looking great in their proper costume.
Feeling proud.
And then Mick trips. Just a simple trip.
Oh, no.
And in that split second of surprise, what word pops out of his mouth?
Don't tell me.
The forbidden word, banana.
Zap.
Instant sandwich. Yeah. Again, right there in the parade.
Oh, Mick. But that's brilliant structurally. It shows the consequence is always there if you don't maintain that self-control.
Exactly. And it's not presented as a failure, really. The crowd laughs. Mix takes a bow in his lettuce costume. It kind of teaches that mistakes happen and sometimes they're even funny. It closes the loop on think before you speak with humor, not punishment.
So stepping back, this whole deep dive seems to confirm that this little story, Mission Monkeys, is actually a really well-oiled machine for teaching.
Absolutely. It takes one simple common word, banana, makes it dangerous, basically.
A linguistic landmine.
Yeah. And uses the chaos that causes to motivate kids through spelling, rhyming with context, and reading comprehension.
And like we said, it validates the different ways the characters approach problems. Mila's planning, Mia's observation, Milo's confidence, even Mick's impulsiveness kicks things off.
The archetypes really serve the educational goals perfectly.
So maybe the final thought for you listening is about this design. Think about the sheer power of using a single everyday trigger word like banana to structure a whole adventure.
Right, how it drives the conflict, delivers the lessons, everything.
How effective is that kind of instant high-stakes chaos as a way to get kids engaged with learning tasks? Could you do that with other words?
Yeah, what other common words could have that kind of story-breaking power? Like, imagine if every time you said please, you turned into a teapot.
Huh, okay, maybe. But how would you then build, say, a three-part lesson around that? It's about that narrative efficiency, isn't it? Linking cause and effect so immediately, so visually.
Definitely something to think about, how simple rules can generate really engaging educational fun.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.